Sometimes illness affects us in a way that others find it hard to understand. We had a case of a young woman, Joanne, a young airwoman serving in the RAF, and she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Now, when she's well, she's very capable and a very competent person, but her illness can make it difficult for her to cope. The Royal Air Force's Association has been working with Joanne since she left the RAF, and we've helped her to cope as her condition fluctuates. Our welfare team have worked closely with her as she negotiated the path between leaving the RAF and settling into Civvy Street and establishing a life through which she can manage her condition. So our welfare team work with RAF veterans, old and young, across a wide range of issues. Some need our help as soon as they leave the RAF. For others, it can be many years afterwards. If you think you would like to help people like Joanne, you too could become a volunteer welfare officer for the RAF Association. Visit www.rafa.org.uk for more information. RAF personnel and their families dedicate their lives to their country. For the past 70 years, the Royal Air Force's Association has a simple mission: to ensure that their sacrifice does not result in suffering, poverty, or loneliness. So whether it's an injured airman struggling to rebuild his life, or a young child missing their parent away on overseas operations, or a World War II veteran needing a shoulder to lean on, the Royal Air Force's Association is here to help. Now, welfare is largely about helping people who are in financial distress for whatever reason that's caused that. We can help people with short respite breaks. We have a nice home on the coast there at Weston-super-Mare. And sometimes it's helping with other aspects of financial problems. A large part of welfare is friendship and support, signposting to the other statutory and voluntary agencies. And also from our contribution of welfare is about camaraderie and validating, really, I think the most important part is validating the contributions that these people have made for us.